The plan would keep government revenue from growing faster than the rate of inflation. Recent history shows that would be about 3 to 4% each year. While this was not a typical public hearing, it still included critics who worry the plan will send county and city budgets into turmoil. Sheboygan County Administrator Adam Payne says he thinks voters will support this plan if they're given the chance. That concerns him.
Because if this goes forward as is, and it's overwhelmingly supported by our constituents across the state, I think we've got a real mess on our hands.
This proposal would prohibit the state from requiring new unfunded mandates of counties and cities. But Payne says that does not address existing programs where the state has fallen short on its end of the bargain. He doesn't see how new revenue limits will help. Even some supporters suggested areas where the plan could use some work. University of Colorado professor Barry Polson is a consultant for the free market think tank Americans for Prosperity. He says lawmakers should be absolutely clear about a provision that would set aside any excess tax revenue, either in a rainy day fund or for tax refunds. He says Colorado lawmakers left the door open to other tax breaks with their own spending limits.
The first thing that happened is once we had a surplus, every lobbyist in Colorado came in with a bill to get a targeted tax cut, targeted tax rebate back to their special interests.
Others suggest that offering tax refunds with excess revenue could leave counties or cities shorthanded in an emergency where they need more money to handle things like a major snowstorm or plant closure. The proposed constitutional amendment faces several hurdles. It needs to pass the full legislature this session and next before it can go before voters for approval. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.